man, a man who is at the end as he traveled up that mountain. But the Bible says this, that while he was going up one side, God's provision for him was coming up the other. So with every step where he said, "Why, Lord," a ram's taking another step coming up. Every step where he said, "Lord, I can't do it," God was sending a provision to meet him. So listen to me, I want you to understand, you may not see it, but God's got it laid up for you. You may not understand how you're going to get through it. God's already got it laid up. You may not see the end, but God knows the end. You may have 1,000 whys. Well, God's got the answers to those whys. Because when you get to that place where your faith has been stretched beyond belief, stretched beyond imagination, I want you to know that God has what you need when you need it, and it'll be where you need it at to get you through this test of faith. So, I can't even fathom a God that does that. While Abraham's making the journey, God's sending the provision. Do you understand? While you're crying on your pillow, God's already got the very thing that'll dry your tears up. While you're broken and beat down, God has... And by the way, listen, the Bible says this. The Bible says, it's my understanding two things. Number one, it's my understanding that those kind of brambles and briars don't grow on the tops of those mountains over there. Not on the tops over there in the Middle East of that Palestine area. It's also been said that those kind of rams and lambs, they don't wander around up on those high mountaintops. They're the kind that get down in the valleys and feed. But God ordained a bush, and God ordained a ram with horns, and God tied that ram up and held it there. Do you understand what that means? That means that ram wasn't going anywhere until Abraham got there and needed that provision. Friend, listen to me. What God has got for you, nobody else can get. The devil can't steal it away. The demons can't rob you of it. Nobody else can claim it because it is yours, and God's got it waiting on you. When you're crying in the midnight hour, God's got the thing to dry your tears. When you're trying to figure out how you're going to make it, God's got that need met already over there. When you're saying why, God says, "I'll show you why. I'll get you through this. I'll make your faith grow that you may be an obedient, trusting servant of the Lord Jesus Christ." So while you're scratching your head, God's got the answers already. He's already worked this thing out. I thought a little bit about, and goodness, the Bible's full of this. I thought a little bit just about Samson. How he goes out on the battlefield, he's going to have to whip 1,000 Philistines. 1,000 Philistines. And the Bible says that he takes the jawbone of an ass and he slays 1,000 Philistines. Man, that's my kind of stuff. That's good. But the Bible says, Brother Joy, that it was a new jawbone of an ass, a fresh jawbone of an ass. It hadn't been dead long. Decay had just happened fairly quickly. And I thought about that old donkey. Had one day he's walking around as healthy as could be. And he walks into this one little nice little pasture. And what he didn't realize is that is where the battle was going to take place with Samson. The donkey had no clue. He's just walking around. And God says, I got a servant that's going to need something to whip some Philistines after a while. Donkey, I need you to die right now. Bam! God killed that donkey and dropped that thing right in the very spot where the buzzards and vultures would come in and pick those bones clean. Scavengers pick them up. So when Samson, when his need needed to be met, he looks down and there's the instrument God's going to use. You don't think that stuff happens by accident, do you? Oh, Lord, don't let there be no fools in here today. Man, that stuff's God appointed. I mean, that stuff's been ordained to God. God had forethought in that, my friend. God had forethought in that. And then Samson got done fighting. He was thirsty, and God made a little hollow place in the jawbone of that ass and let Samson drink out of it, filled it with water, and fed Samson. And so the Bible says that Abraham calls the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord is my provider. Some people say, well, the Lord will provide. Well, the Lord will provide. Well, that's nice and dandy. But I kind of like the fact that the Lord is my provider. Hey, listen, he not only said he is the... he didn't just say he'll show us a gate. He said, I am the gate. He didn't just say, I'll take you to a door and show you a door. He said, I am the door. He said, you're hungry? Well, I'll get you some bread. No, he didn't say that. He said, you're hungry? I'll find some bread. I'll show you some... No, he said, if you're hungry, he said, I am the bread of life. He said, you're thirsty? I'll go fetch you some water. No, he said, I am like a well of water. You drink from me and you'll never thirst again. I am glad that the Lord is my provider. I'm glad the Lord's my provider. I'm not trusting in the Republicans. I'm not trusting in the Democrats. I'm not trusting in independents. I'm not trusting in a man. I'm not trusting in a woman. I'm not trusting my friend in my bank account. I'm not trusting in my retirement. I'm not even trusting in you, Liberty. I'm trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ to be my provider. What needs to happen right now? Stand. Just remain standing. Everybody stand. What needs to happen right now? Somebody in this church needs to run to this altar. And you need to lay yourself down and you need to say, Lord, you know my faith has been tried. You know my faith is being tested. You ordained the test. Lord, today I just simply come and say, I trust you. I'm not saying I understand it. I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm not saying I want to go through it anymore. I'm not saying it's not been the worst thing I've ever endured, the worst thing I've ever walked through. But Lord, what I am saying is this, that whatever you're doing, I'm going to trust you with it. Somebody needs to just worship him today by simply saying, I trust you. Somebody that's used this altar before, you need to come. But more importantly, somebody this morning who's never even moved out of a pew. You've simply come in on Sunday morning and out on Sunday morning, and you've never been moved by the Spirit of the living God. Well, I believe today the Spirit of that living God has taken His Word and He's penetrated and pierced your heart and awakened your mind to the fact that your faith is under trial, that your faith is being tested. What He wants you to do is not seek a counselor, not seek a psychologist, not seek medical help, not seek your preacher, but what He needs you to do this morning, right now, at this point this morning, is simply get out of that pew, walk down in front of God Himself and the body of Christ, and lay yourself in an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, I trust you. Let's worship God this morning by trusting Him. Why don't you come, girls?
There are times
quickly, make your way.
Life, when fear is so heavy,
bless your heart. Bless your
heart.
Come if you need to come. Lord, I'm going to trust you.
Are weak in the knees, and no strength
bless your heart.
Can you find?
Bless Lord.
Just hold on. Help's right on time.
Yes. Amen.
My Jesus.
Hey, they still room.
Always on.
Just come on out of that pew and line these aisles.
And though you may see a valley,
yes. That's right.
He sees the mountain you'll be standing.
Amen. Line these aisles. It's okay. Come.
All you can see are the tears falling down.
Touch your people. Touch them, Lord.
I'm so glad.
Thank God.
He sees what we don't.
That's right. Amen.
I've seen His children walk through.
Yes, listen.
The darkest of midnights. Amen. I've witnessed faith put to the test.
That's right. Sing, Abigail.
And I've watched as the storm blew in with the thunder, but in each trial, He knows what's best.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does.
My Jesus, He knows what's best.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And though you may see a valley,
amen.
He sees the mountain you'll be standing
That's
on.
That's right, amen.
And when all you can are the tears falling down.
Amen.
I'm so glad He sees what we don't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
He looks ahead past the hurt and the pain, to a place where the peace passes all understanding. He sees the sun through the rain, and though you may see your valley, He sees the mountain you'll be standing on, and when all you can see are the tears falling down, I am so glad He sees what we don't.
Amen. Amen.
About a year ago today, my son-in-law went home to be with the Lord. This flower is in dedication to his life.
Sure.
Not only that this congregation of Liberty come together to help hold us up.
Amen.
They not only stood beside us with a gravesite, but they've also stood beside us as we've grown and become one another, to help one another. And I just wanted to tell y'all, thank you so much.
Amen.
Not only for the life that is gone, but will always live. And I thank you for that, and I thank you, Jesus, for that.
Bless your heart. Amen. Amen. Appreciate the Lord doing that. Amen. What a testimony. What a great, great testimony. Amen. Yeah, I know the hour is late. I realize that. We got some stuff to do. I'm just, I can't exactly move quick right now. I feel like the Spirit of the Lord is just hovering, brooding, if you will. I'm glad I was here this morning. Amen. Yeah. The Lord's been good. Sweet Spirit today. Sweet, sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Brother Roger, you go ahead and make your way up here. Let me say this.